The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for Rescuers, the show about people who change and save lives. Now, here's your host, Art Brooks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Rescuers Radio Show. Heard every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. on Faith Talk 1360 and faithtalk1360.com. Please go to our website, rescuersradioshow.org, where we can you'll hear all the shows there. We're at 130 now in our third year as well, and you'll find all of them. They become a podcast once it airs at Faith Talk 1360. So we got both ends covered there. And when you're on our website, you'll see a little red button, and if you care to think about, this is a listener supported show. So if you want to donate, that's where you can do it, and it'll walk you right through it. So my guest today, I'm really excited about, Dawn Trapp, who I've known for a while now, and she's the CEO of Civitan Foundation Incorporated. And hello, Dawn.
Good morning, Art. How are you?
Good.
It's great to be here. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. And I think the last time I saw you, you were giving me a tour of the facilities.
A long time ago. I believe that we've been open now for about probably 9 years, so it's been way too long.
It's been a while. So before we talk about the Civitan Foundation, and you tell us about your backstory. How did you get to this point in your life?
Well, I got to Arizona in a U-Haul truck. And
a lot of us did.
Yeah, came in a U-Haul truck with a fiancé, and I stayed. You know, I that's not the same story, but I stayed in Arizona, and I have a degree in travel and tourism. So when I first got to Arizona, I actually was in the travel agency business, and I did that for a number of years. I ended up buying the travel agency that I was working for, and I traveled around the world for a number of years. And then 9/11 came along, and it was time to change my life. I had actually been involved with Civitan as a club member. So Civitan is actually an international organization, and it's a similar to like a Rotary Lions type club. And I was a member of a club and very active in the club at that time, and I started going to the a lot of volunteer projects, and it was the first time I actually went to Camp Civitan to do a work project, an overnight project with a bunch of us who went up there and took our hammers and shovels, and we really just worked hard all day and drank beer by the fire that night. And
great.
So that was my first introduction to this organization, if you will. Now, Civitan International, we are completely separate from them. We are a 501c3 Arizona. Okay. And what happened was there was a gentleman, a 1968, had donated some land and donated it to a Civitan club, and they built a camp. They started building a camp.
And
it's in Williams, northern Arizona, Williams, Arizona. So
a lovely mountain.
It is. It's gorgeous. And so there was some land that was donated, and they started building some buildings to have a camp. And Civitan Foundation is, as I said, is an Arizona nonprofit, and our mission is to provide multiple services to individuals with disabilities and their families. And so ended up selling my travel agency. I was kind of in between jobs. I went to my husband was actually on the board of directors, and we were getting to a point where they're just really the camp was really struggling. We were just not we weren't financially set. We were really in a hard spot. And so in between my professions, I said I'll come and help. And so for 2 years, I helped promote. I worked with like church groups and just tried to fill the camp, tried to get some revenues and some monies into the coffers for a little bit. And then we were working with a grant writer, and we got our contract to provide services with the state of Arizona, DDDDES, to provide all types of services for this population.
Wow.
And it literally changed the life of the foundation. We started with camps, and we kept with camps for a number of years. And then after we got this license, our families just really loved what we were doing and asked if we could do more. And so we opened a day program in Phoenix, and literally it has exploded. I celebrated 20 years last year. And still here, still doing it, still loving it. And so our services, since social service isn't where I have come from, I am more of an entrepreneur. I'm really a visionary, and I think that it took me a number of years that someone finally told me that's what you are and that's what you do. And so I've really tried to concentrate on that more in the more recent years.
Yeah, I love the two words. Entrepreneurial spirit and also visionary. So you're strong in those areas that led you to a couple of ventures leading into Civitan. You mentioned the travel agency.
Right.
And what's the other one?
I own a newspaper.
Okay.
I own a newspaper that I've owned.
I laugh because my wife was in newspapers for many years.
So I still own it. It's a small community newspaper. It's called the Moon Valley Tattler, and I have published that. I think this is year 29. I can't believe it. And people will say, "Is print still alive?" And you know, it is. It is in communities. Yeah. So, it's a paper I still own and operate.
That's great.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
To do. It's my side hustle, as they say. And my husband and I also own a bed and breakfast in Williams that we bought about 10 years ago that we built, actually. We built it from an old piece of property, and we have a bed and breakfast there. So we keep really busy. I keep very, very busy.
Well, you got your hand full with Civitan.
I know that.
So since you have become a visionary leader at Civitan that supports individuals with developmental and intellectual disabilities, is Civitan an acronym for something, or is that just?
It's not, and like I said, Civitan International was we took that name way back in 1968 when the property was donated to us. It was from a Civitan club, and so we took that name of Civitan. And there's been times that we maybe wished we would have had a different name because there is an international organization, but Camp Civitan had been around for so long that we decided to keep it. And really, Civitan is a Latin word, and it really means people helping people.
Oh, okay.
And so, again, really been part of our mission and what we've done and what we've strived for.
So the national is quite different from what you're doing.
Yeah.
You get help or?
No, we don't. We receive absolutely no funding.
Okay.
The unfortunate thing is the international with the climate of change in the world, a lot of these international companies are organizations like that are not quite as strong as they used to be. It's still going, but it's really pared down. I mean, at one time there was 26 Civitan clubs in Arizona, and they were doing all kinds of good, you know, here in our valley. I think that there might be two clubs or three clubs in Arizona now, and two of them are actually their membership is individuals with disabilities. We actually have a club, so there still is a little bit of club presence, but our business is really a lot of life skills and supports for individuals with disabilities, and we work on a number of different divisions, if you will, in that arena.
Well, let's get into that. Let's talk about the services and programs that sure. you offer. And you can take your time in doing this. It's sure. a long list.
Yeah, we do have a long list. And I think that that's kind of, I do pride myself in that. Because once I got into this business and started really diving in and understanding this population and what was there and what was needed and what they're looking for as individuals, as their families, it's very wide. And it's really no different than our lives is really what it is. And so we started with a camp, and the camp is not only summer camp now, but we have camps throughout the entire year. We will do 11 weeks during the summer of nonstop back-to-back weeks of camp in Williams.
Wow.
And then during the rest of the year, we'll do about every other weekend. And most of the individuals that are going to camp, the majority of them are coming from Maricopa County. Okay. We do see them from all other parts of Arizona, but the majority of them are here in Maricopa and in Coconino. We get a lot also from the Flagstaff and Prescott area that are coming to our camps.
So nobody comes from out of state?
No, not really. Very. Okay. I mean, we've had a few, but very few. Most of them are coming from the state of Arizona.
Sounds like you have what you can handle.
You know, we keep full and we keep very yeah. busy there. And I spend a lot of time there. I have a home as well in Williams. And so I think that that's probably one of the reasons I've stayed in this job, too, is because I'm able to go back and forth. I'm able to really also, get my hands dirty. A lot of people will say I do a lot of the jobs of a CEO you really shouldn't be doing, but I know that's where my heart is, and I know that that's what's kept me doing what I do. Watching our members, and we call them members, watching them and growing with them has been probably one of the highlights also of my life. So we have day programs as well. And so our day program is Life Skills. It's a Monday through Friday. And we opened our first big center, which we're up on 42nd Street in Cactus, oh. right by what was Paradise Valley Mall, which is
yeah,
a new...
No more.
It's really exciting, though, to see what's going on there. So we're right there. And that was our first day program that we opened about 9 years ago. And it's an amazing center. And in that center, we are... It's kind of a school type atmosphere in some ways, but it's a lot of enrichment. So we have a full commercial kitchen with a culinary program. We have an art center. We have movement, theater. We have a music department that is, it's blown my mind this year. We've been able to acquire and to keep some amazing staff. And the staff that we have are just so dedicated. You know, they're very, they love what they do. And it's really, it shows in the programs and the things that we are able to accomplish. The music program, I have two individuals who run that. And we actually have two bands and two choirs.
Really?
The band, one of my bands actually went on tour this summer.
Oh.
They came to me and said, "We have this idea. What do you think?" And I'm just like, "It's an amazing idea." And it's a rock band. There's five guys in the band with all different disabilities in that group. Two of my band directors, they took them on a tour. And they went to Colorado and Utah. And they played at other special needs camps this summer. Amazing.
What a joy.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. They learned so much and they got so much out of it. They think they're rock stars. They have their own merchandise. You know, they have stickers. They have guitar picks. They have T-shirts. They have all this stuff. So, our culinary department, I'm also very proud of. We have a full, like I said, full culinary commercial kitchen. And we provide, during the summertime, we provide free and reduced lunches. So we will sometimes do up to 500 or 600 lunches and breakfasts out of that kitchen. So again, those people helping people, wow. Individuals with disabilities, cooking, serving, doing that. During the rest of the year, we're working in a couple of charter schools. And so they don't have kitchens. So we take a little cafe to them every day. And so our guys are working and selling the sandwiches and chips and that type of thing.
So could anyone come in from the community? And
we
and
can. We do have a little cafe in our in our center. It's not we don't really promote it as that, but we definitely have we have that available.
Yeah.
We are trying to put it online so you could also even order up and you know take you
That's
know order up
idea.
Some take up some sandwiches or soups or whatever we're doing as far as that is concerned. We also have two thrift stores right now, so that's been another adventure. You know, it's hard for these individuals to get jobs in the community. You know, it's you know, holding a job and doing that is just not always so easy. And so we decided that we were going to create some of our own employment opportunities for this population. So the kitchen is one of them. And then we also have the thrift stores that they're also working in. And it's on Cave Creek and Cactus, right about in that area, is one of our stores. It's called Flourish.
Okay.
Nice. We also have a number of like home-based community services. So we have families and individuals that are working out in the community in the homes individually with our clients and our members as well.
So are there medical things going on as you need them or as your clients need those? Or
you know, we don't. We're not really in the medical arena.
Okay.
We're more in the supports of, you know, of their life skills supports.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have some clients that are total care, you know, that are, you know, that need help with showering, toileting and things like that. But a lot of our members are, you know, they're really involved in the community. I mean, they're volunteering at the food bank. We have some guys down at Circle the City, down at the homeless center. They're doing things there. They're doing janitorial jobs. They're out. We've recently partnered with Check for a Lump. They're doing little kits together for women with breast cancer. So, you know, we really, I mean, they're as capable, you know, as you and I, and they're able to, we want them to integrate into the community.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of, you know, the biggest part for me in our Life Skills Center is trying to get them involved in anything and everything that they would want to be involved in.
Yeah. Say, this is a message for our audience, if you're late getting into the Rescuers Radio Show today, it's my guest is Don Trapp, CEO of Civitan Foundation Incorporated. And so, my goodness, you know, the success of the Civitan Foundation is changing and saving lives. And you're doing a lot of that as you integrate into the community at large with the things you've said they're doing, from music across the board. And during your time as CEO, has been very significant and also growing financially, correct?
Yes, it has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been able to increase the number of services and hours that we're able to provide. We have opened, we have a partnership right now with the YMCA over in Chandler. So we've opened a little day program there that is already, after 1 year, we're already full. I mean, we are looking already for a new location because the need is there. You know, the biggest, I'd say probably the biggest hurdles, and we're not alone in this hurdle, is really finding staff.
Wow.
You know, right now the you know, the staffing pool is so hard. You know, you see it in restaurants.
Everybody.
I mean, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we are, you know, we're slowly continuing to grow in that arena. But it's really you know, getting the staff to come in and to work with our individuals. You know, summertime is a huge push for us.
Yeah.
You know, we need I need at least 40 or 50 staff members to help us operate camps.
Wow.
And so it's an amazing summer job. It's a fun job. It's a hard job.
So is that like a May to September?
Yeah. Well, we started the very end of May, usually the last week of May, and we'll go until about mid-August is what we'll do. And typically we have a lot of college students. that are working with us. We have some school teachers.
That's great.
But you know, it's a pretty highly compensated position at this point in time for a college student, we feel. And I think this year we are going to look. We've not done it before, but we are just getting ready to look at the international market to try to find some international students to come and work with us. So I'm really excited about that. I know how that can change lives. I was an exchange student when I graduated from high school. I went to the Philippines for a year. Yeah. And so the value of that international exchange is going to be great for not only our members to be able to have some interaction with international staff, but staff, you know, to be able to do that.
So, and those students are throughout the communities in Arizona every summer. My gosh, you've got so much going on, and the work with Civitan. So anybody interested in I mean, it's all about giving of themselves, and it's about working. You can't replace what you're going to do with
Members. It's a members.
Members. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a club. You don't have to become a member. It's just a term that's used in our industry.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've made it so much fun and productive, right?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's so fun to watch these individuals. Being there for 20 years, I've kind of grown up with some of them myself, you know, when they came out of high school and now they're in those, you know, those early 20s or going into their 30s, and just watching them having the opportunity to interact with each other. You know, for all of us, when you're in school, you know, the friends are there, right? I mean, for the most part, you have a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Once you graduate from high school, this population, a lot of them have, you know, they just get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've created a place that they can come, and the friendships are, I mean, when you come into the village and watch, you know, the drama, if you will, sometimes of their friendships and their boyfriend and girlfriends. And it's just a really, you know, you just know that they want to. I mean, my office is right by the door. And so I will lots of times hear on Fridays, oh, it's Friday. Oh, we don't see you. You know, we're not going to see each other until Monday.
Oh.
And so that just it leaves a really good feeling, you know, in my heart that we've been able to create a place like that.
Absolutely.
You know, people will say when they get to camp, this is my home. I love it here. I don't want to go home. Can I stay? Can we stay? You know, I think that's what keeps me, and that's what keeps me here, and that keeps me going to want to push through.
You just coined a phrase. It's the village.
Yeah.
How poetic is that?
Yeah, well, I know. Well, when we opened that center, we wanted to call it something. So they called it Civitan Village.
Yeah.
So we were trying to like, there's camp, there's a village, there's the thrift store. We needed to make it, you know, our places different, so they weren't thinking they were going to the same place all the time. So that's how we did it that way.
Give us a virtual tour of what happens at camp. What kind of activities, and is this a... It's in Williams for crying out loud.
It's in Williams, yeah. So
you're in the forest and great weather in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, each week we try to do a different theme. So we'll put together a theater week. We'll put together they just did a Harry Potter week. And so, you know, those are based on...
Well, you have a train.
Yeah, well, the train is there, yeah. So, and we can actually walk and watch the train. They can wave at the train going by up to the Grand Canyon. It's not a far walk from our camp. We're actually on that route. But camp is it's not a lot different than any kind of summer camp that you would go to. You know, I mean, wake up in the morning, have their breakfast, then start their activities. They may go around to a couple different, you know, they'll go in little groups. We actually have a miniature golf course.
Oh.
We have a disc golf course. We have a disc
golf. Disc. Yeah,
yeah, disc golf course. We have a huge field that's kind of like a top turf that they can play baseball, soccer. You know, being a nonprofit, we have been very blessed with a number of grants throughout the years. And so the Thunderbirds, the Suns, the Diamondbacks have really helped us build some amazing features at our camp. So we have all of that. We have a stage. very, very popular, of course, is going to be skit night and karaoke. I mean, if we took karaoke off that schedule, we would have a mutiny. They go, and again, we are a real partner in the community in Williams as well. So we attend all kinds of events, like the rodeo. 4th of July has been one of our biggest weeks for the last almost 20 years. Mm. It's all about 4th of July. It's all about patriotic. We actually have a float and have the most people in the parade during the 4th of July. We'll have 100 people in that parade on the 4th of July, and they just love going by in their float and waving at everybody in town.
Say, we're in our final couple of minutes here for the program, but what message would you like to share with our audience about needs of Civitan? I think you've done a pretty good job. How to contact you and those services.
Yeah, so you can, I mean, we're on all of the social media platforms with Facebook and Instagram, but our website is CivitanFoundationAZ.org, and our main phone number is 602-953-2944. Those are how to reach us. You know, is really as far as our real needs are concerned, is that we are looking for, you know, we're looking for individuals that have some talents. I think that, you know, one of the couple of things that we've done is we've really hired people who have been like retired. They've worked in a field and they're coming back and they're teaching that and they're helping us, you know, spread those words with our individuals. So, you know, our biggest needs is to find the partners and people that would like to come in and work for us.
Thank you so much for being here. And one more time about contacts.
It's CivitanFoundationAZ.org. And our phone number is 602-953-2944.
Don Trapp, you are a rescuer.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks. God bless.
Rescuers, Thursdays at 5:30 Arizona time on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ AM.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.